From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron told the U.S. on Wednesday, the U.S. Congress, that is, that his country is proud of its partnership with the U.S. in the fight against terrorism.
That is why we stand together in Syria and in Sahel today, to fight together against these terrorist groups who seek to destroy everything for which we stand.
Macron promised the U.S. House and Senate that Iran, quote, shall never possess nuclear weapons, not in 5 years, not in 10 years, never. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, says the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran is important for the security of the world.
The deal is working. President Macron has stressed it yesterday in the White House very clearly that we believe that the full implementation of the JCPOA is essential for European security and for the security of the region, and the Europeans will stick to that.
Iran's president has strongly ruled out any changes or additions to the agreement. The U.S. government is conducting an intensive investigation into allegations of crimes against Rohingya Muslims in the Southeast Asian nation of Myanmar, also known as Burma. The Reuters news agency reports two American officials said more than 1,000 Rohingya men and women in refugee camps in neighboring Bangladesh have been interviewed. They detailed allegations of killings, rape, beatings, and other possible crimes against humanity by Myanmar's military. About 20 investigators conducted the interviews in March and April. They have expertise in areas of international law and criminal justice. This is VOA News. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to keep in place deportation protections for 700,000 young undocumented immigrants known as Dreamers. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The judge not only called the rationale against the DACA program arbitrary and capricious, he also ordered that the decision to rescind it be set aside. District Judge John Bates is giving the Department of Homeland Security 90 days to explain what was unlawful about then-President Obama's program. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday on the latest version of President Trump's travel restrictions against six mainly Muslim-majority nations. Associated Press correspondent Shirley Smith reports.
The Trump administration is asking the court to reverse lower court rulings that struck down the travel ban. The policy has been fully in effect since December, but this is the first time that the justices are considering whether it violates immigration law or the Constitution. The court will consider whether the president can indefinitely keep people out of the country based on nationality. It will also look at whether its policy is aimed at excluding Muslims. Justices are looking at the third version of a policy that Trump first rolled out a week after taking office. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Israel has abandoned a plan to deport thousands of African migrants. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The Israeli government rejects the Africans' claim they are refugees, with this legislator describing it as a lie. Yoav Kish of the ruling right-wing Likud party said they are economic migrants seeking to escape poverty in Africa, and therefore Israel is not obligated to take them in. Officials blame the Africans for rising crime in southern Tel Aviv and accuse them of damaging the Jewish character of the state. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A 72-year-old man suspected of killing 12 people and raping 45 throughout California in the 1970s and 80s, was identified Wednesday as a former police officer. Joseph James D'Angelo was identified as the so-called Golden State Killer. He was fired as a police officer in 1979 for theft from a store. D'Angelo has been arrested and is now in jail facing murder charges. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.